In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Paisius the Athenite, who reposed not that long ago in 1994, said, "What I see around me would drive me insane if I did not know that no matter what happens, God will have the last word." Things are perhaps even crazier in our time than they were in his. We live in a culture that has gone insane, where we're told to believe things and accept things that would have been laughed at or thought to be totally insane not that long ago. We saw the world locked down over a virus that was hardly the worst that we've ever seen, and we're still suffering the effects of that. We have a government that's been acting in ways that don't seem entirely rational to many of us, and that's been true for quite some time. And we see wars erupting all over the world, and there are many people who are beginning to talk about how we're already in World War III. We just don't realize it. If you were in World War II back in the early stages, you wouldn't realize that the invasion of Poland was going to be the beginning of World War II in Europe, or the invasion of China by Japan in 1937 before that was the real beginning of World War II. But when we look back on it, we can see that. But there's just so many wars that are going on, and we can see connections because we have different people who are moving pieces on the chessboard and trying to get some kind of advantage from these things. And so, are we in World War III already? We might be. I hope not, but it's starting to look that way. If you feel like all this is about to drive you insane, it might be because you don't really believe that God is going to have the last word, but you need to believe that. If you read the scriptures, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, St. Paul tells us. If you read the scriptures, it'll help you to come to believe that. And as it happens, we have before us the cursed root icon, which is a testimony to God's providence. We don't really know how old the icon is. We just know that in the 13th century, the Tartars invaded, and they destroyed the chapel that this icon was in, and there were several miracles that were associated with them trying to set that chapel on fire, and they kind of got freaked out by the icon, so they cut it in half down the middle and threw one half one way and the other half the other way. And if you look very closely in the icon, you can still see the seam. But it's called the cursed root icon because a hunter later on found this icon at the root of a tree, and it had grown back together. There's countless miracles that we could talk about that had been worked as a result of this icon. One miracle was St. Seraphim of Sarov, when he was, I believe, 9, was very ill. And there were regular processions of the Kursk icon through Kursk, which is where he was from. But there was a cloud burst that caused it to rain, so the procession changed its normal direction. They came right in front of St. Seraphim's house. And so, taking advantage of the opportunity, St. Seraphim's mother took him out and had him venerate the icon, and he was healed soon thereafter. But he was very close to death prior to that. In the War of 1812, a miraculous icon, as it turned out, was given a copy of the Kursk icon, I should say, that turned out to be a miraculous copy of this icon, was given to General Kutuzov as he was fighting the French and repelling them from their invasion of Russia. In 1898, there were anarchists that wanted to destroy people's faith by a terrorist act. They planted a bomb right behind where the icon was in the cathedral with a timer, and they timed it to go off during the vigil so that they would kill a bunch of people in the process. The timer didn't go off at the right time. It went off in the middle of the night when there was no one in the church. It totally destroyed the kiosk that the icon was in and did a huge amount of damage in the church, but they found the icon undamaged. After the Bolshevik Revolution, when the Bolsheviks took control over the area of Kursk, somebody stole the icon in April of 1918. And they were searching for the icon, trying to see if they could recover it. Well, on May the 3rd of that same year, some poor woman or young woman found this icon wrapped in paper by a well that was, according to tradition, built by St. Theodosius of the Kev Caves. So this icon was just sitting there wrapped. She found it, and it was in a sack. She opened it and found the icon, and it was restored. The icon wound up being in the possession of the White Army, and so it was taken out of Russia when the Russian Civil War ended with the White Army having been defeated. And it was in Belgrade during World War II when the Nazis were bombing Belgrade. People noticed that places the icon had been in were spared the bombing. And the icon, of course, was undamaged. St. John of Shanghai reposed in front of this icon. And there are many, many testimonies of people who prayed in front of this icons and had miracles happen. But my wife and I experienced a mini miracle just last night. We wanted to be at the wedding of Noor Shalhoub. She was married at St. George yesterday. She, to some extent, grew up in this parish, so we've had a long-standing connection with her and her family, so we wanted to be there for that. The catering, for whatever reason, was delayed by an hour and a half. Otherwise, I would have left a lot sooner than I did. Then when we got on the road, we were trying to go up 59, and we found out, at one point I was in the lane to go up to 45, said, well, okay, I'll go that way. But then I found out 45 was totally shut down, so I wound up on I-45 south. So I'm taking this long meandering route. I'm trying to get back on 59. GPS is telling me to take a left turn, but I'm looking at this ramp and I'm thinking, is that the turn they're talking about or not? This happens a lot when you're not familiar with the road. And so I didn't take it. So I wound up having to go through downtown. And instead of getting on 59 like I had intended, I was going up 45 and I got a call from St. Vladimir where the icon was. I wasn't supposed to be the one that picked it up, but there were some things that happened to where the persons who were going to pick it up weren't able to do it. And it just so happened that I was very close to where the icon was. And so I was able to pick it up. God is on his throne, and nothing catches God off guard. If you watched the news yesterday, the Israelis, who have a very impressive military, were caught off guard by tactics that have never been used in modern warfare before. But God is never caught off guard. The devil's never going to sneak up on God and catch him by surprise and come out ahead. God knows what he's doing, and we don't always. I didn't understand why I had to sit there for an hour and a half waiting for the meal yesterday. I don't understand why I had to make this long meandering route, but if I had not done all that, I wouldn't have been right where I needed to be to pick up the icon when it needed to be picked up. And there are many things in life where we just don't know why things are happening the way that they are, but when we look at it from the standpoint of eternity, we'll be able to see it. There was a Protestant minister that used a great analogy many years ago. He talked about life being kind of like an embroidered cloth. If you look at the bottom of an embroidered cloth, you see a bunch of threads that don't make any sense. And we're looking up at the bottom of an embroidered cloth when we're looking at why are things happening the way that they are. But God is looking down on the embroidered cloth, and he understands exactly why those threads are the way that they are. And one of these days, we're going to be able to look at the top of the embroidered cloth, and we'll understand why all these threads in our life happen to be the way that they are and why it worked out the way that it did. St. Paul tells us, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Not everything that happens to us is good, but God can take even the bad things that happen to us and work out his will and have them work together for our good. We have to believe that God is going to have the last word and know that he will. And if we believe that, we're not going to go insane like a lot of people around us that have no faith, as we see so many things that we never would have expected to see and see things that we thought were solid falling apart. God is going to get us through it, and he will have the last word. Amen.